Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll be doing a program soon on generic drugs, and we want your input. Most generic drugs seem to work just like their name brand counterparts, but with a few medications, there have been some stories of the generics not working as well. So we're collecting some anecdotes. If you are a doctor or a pharmacist who has ever had an experience where a generic and brand name drugs seem to work differently on the same patient, please post a comment to our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Again, if you're a doctor or a pharmacist who's ever had an experience where a generic and a name brand drug seem to work differently, especially on the same patient, please post the story. It'll be confidential to our page for this at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and it'll help us do a program on this coming up in a few weeks. Well, you may be aware, particularly if you have kids in public school, that back in 2002, a controversial law was passed giving Mayor Bloomberg control of the schools. Now that law is up for renewal. It will expire if legislators don't reauthorize it by June 30th. The State Assembly is holding a series of five hearings on the subject, and supporters and critics of the law are each mounting fierce campaigns. So WNYC senior reporter Beth Fertig waded into the fray, particularly to see where the money was coming from, and to look into a group called Learn New York, which is supporting the retention of mayoral control, and which some parents suspect is a front for the mayor. And Beth is here now to tell us what she found. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Brian.
So what is Learn New York?
Learn New York is a coalition. They have more than 40 different community-based organizations and charter schools that are part of this coalition that supports keeping mayoral control of the public schools, keeping that law when it expires. And some of the coalition members include longtime groups like Aspira, Crown Heights Youth Collective, United African Congress, Urban Assembly, along with a number of charter schools like Explore Charter School. And the head of the group, or the chairman of the group, is Jeffrey Canada, who is the chief executive of the Harlem Children's Zone.
And
it's a little bit controversial because the group is gathering a lot of parents and community groups to support their cause of keeping mayoral control. And whenever you go to a hearing on the subject, you see a lot of people holding these black and white signs that say mayoral control equals better schools, signs that were made by Learn NY, and it says that on the bottom. And people are wondering who's paying for all this. Now, the group says it's raised $3 million. And they won't say who the money is coming from, only that they've raised $3 million from private groups that don't wish to be named. And so you have a lot of speculation out there and gossip that it's Mayor Bloomberg supporting this. It's a front for Mayor Bloomberg to keep control of the schools, to get his way in Albany. He's paying parents to be, you know, you hear groups like the term grassroots is thrown around whenever there's a real grassroots movement. Some people would call a group like this AstroTurf or Grass Top, that it's not a legitimate organization. It's just people paying to create an organization.
A fake grassroots movement.
Yeah.
This story already raises for me a few questions of what's legal and what should be legal. If this is a group that's lobbying Albany for a particular outcome on a particular piece of legislation, it is legal for them not to disclose where their money is coming from?
Yes, they are a nonprofit. They're a 501c4, which is able to do some lobbying. So they don't have to disclose who their donors are. No nonprofit does. So when I looked into them, it turned out that it was founded by Jeffrey Canada. He incorporated it in July of last year under a different name, which has since been changed to Learn NY. And he, as head of the Harlem Children's Zone, one could wonder whether he has a personal stake in the matter because his organization is very well respected and has gotten about $388 million worth of city contracts over the past 10 years. So he's not exactly a disinterested party. One could argue that he has something to gain or lose depending on how this goes. And the same could be argued with his other chairs or the other members of the board, rather, of Learn NY, which include the woman who runs Good Shepherd Services, Paulette LaMonaco, and Calvin Butts of Abyssinian Baptist Church. They also have contracts with the city, or they get city funds. Now, you could also say, however, that these people just have a good reason to want to be doing this on their own, which is what they say. You know, they deny that they were ever asked to do this, that they did this before Mayor Bloomberg even intended to run for a third term. That's why it started last summer, that they want to keep mayoral control of the schools. And in fact, I spoke with Jeffrey Canada at length about this the other day, and he's in the story that aired this morning, and I just want you to be able to hear his perspective.
I met with no one from City Hall, and I was not asked by City Hall to do this. At the time we were thinking about this, I was pretty sure that there would not be a Mayor Bloomberg when the next mayoral race came around. And this was really much more of an issue of accountability for schools and who's going to hold the system accountable.
Right. So as far as that goes, Beth, that's a fair statement. The idea of mayoral control of schools started before Mike Bloomberg was mayor. It will last after Mike Bloomberg is mayor, no matter how many terms he has. The old system, until 2002, had very dispersed accountability, with the Board of Education being made up of people who were appointed, coupled by the mayor and then by all the borough presidents. And there was a pretty big clamor for some kind of better system of accountability, and that turned out to be to put it all under the mayor. So I would guess that somebody like Jeffrey Canada actually would rather see mayoral control of schools continue, whether or not Mayor Bloomberg is the chief executive.
Exactly. And he says from his experience in Harlem, working in Harlem for, 20 years now, that the old system was a mess, that children weren't learning. And this way, no matter who's mayor, he wants to know that there's somebody he can go to. It's a clearer line of authority. And that's what a lot of the other supporters of this law would say. As for Mayor Bloomberg's connection to this group, the other thing that, people are wondering is, did he pressure Jeffrey Canada? Did he pressure any of these groups? Because these are the same folks, Jeffrey Canada at least, who also supported extending term limits for Mayor Bloomberg last year. He was one of the people that testified at the city council, and there were a lot of allegations then. Was there arm twisting? Did he persuade you to do this? Jeffrey Canada has a pretty solid reputation. If he denies that there's any connection between him and City Hall, I think you got to take his word for it, unless you find something new. But, this is what he maintains.
Now, at the same time, there are charges that Learn New York is dividing and misinforming parents. You spoke with a mother, Zakia Ansari, who wants changes in the law. Here's what she told you about what it's like going to the state assembly hearings on the issue.
When I go there, their parents, and when they have parents there, their parents that look like me, parents of color. And that when I walk in the door and we see each other, there's this automatic tension which doesn't need to be there, because I feel that the parents are being misinformed about what mayoral control can, does or does not do for what's happening in majority of them. What I've seen is charter schools. And it shouldn't be about public school parents against charter school parents. It should be about ensuring that all children are doing well in school.
The charter school theme that she's talking about, Brian, is something that's really apparent whenever you go to these hearings. You see a lot of parents of children from charter schools supporting mayoral control. And when I ask them why, they say they're fearful that Mayor Bloomberg had expanded the number of charter schools. They love their charter schools. And they're very worried that if they take mayoral control away from the schools, that there'll be some system that will get rid of charter schools. Now, you have to wonder why they're fearful of this. I don't know why. That mother, Zakia Ansari, was claiming that they've been misinformed. I don't have any proof of that to back that up. But there's definitely a lot of support for this in the charter school community. And there was a rally of charter school parents last night in Harlem, where Mayor Bloomberg and Chancellor Klein appeared. And so that's definitely a big part of their constituency for keeping mayoral control of the schools.
You also raised the question earlier whether Mayor Bloomberg's own money is being funneled into this. Obviously, he's got a lot of money to give. He gives money to a lot of nonprofits. That's a political issue, too. It kind of turns the usual political fundraising formula on its head. It's usually that politicians might be beholden to groups that give him money to run for office. with Mayor Bloomberg, he's got so much money to spread around to other candidates for office, to nonprofits who might have an interest in a piece of legislation that he does, that he's kind of buying influence in some cases with his own private money. Or, as you suggest, some people suspect, in this case, with public policy that the city has contracts to give. But would the law prevent Mayor Bloomberg in any way from funding Learn New York as it lobbies Albany to keep him in control of the public schools?
I don't know that. You know, the mayor can make contributions to groups. I don't know. Maybe it's more of an issue of appearances than propriety. What I can say is there is no proof that Mayor Bloomberg has given money to these groups, just a lot of allegations and denials that he has. There was a meeting at City Hall in September of last year where Mayor Bloomberg, Chancellor Klein, and Jeffrey Canada, they were all there. You have to forgive me that in my story this morning I said that Jeffrey Canada hosted the meeting. He did not. He attended. But they had a lot of foundations and business leaders at this meeting, which was to show the benefits of mayoral control of the schools. Now, people who were there tell me they were not asked to give money. And the mayor's deputy mayor, Dennis Walcott, and the mayor's spokesman say they did not ask these groups to give money or pressure them in any way. But what you hear from the good government groups, those nonprofit types, is, well, you know, if the mayor wants something, is it you really sort of want to say, yeah, you know, you want to go along with the mayor, that he doesn't have to threaten or anything. It's more like, can you say no to the mayor if he wants this?
And as we've discussed previously, well, it's hard to find anyone who wants to go back to the old Board of Education with a dispersed accountability. Many groups do want to weaken the mayor's role. Certainly the United Federation of Teachers does. Some parents' groups do, because each of them feels like they would have more influence in their own right if they can get the legislature to weaken it. And we should mention that the last of the State Assembly hearings on mayoral control is being held tomorrow. That's Friday, March 20th at 10 a.m. at the New York City Technical College, if you're interested in this issue on any side of it. That's 285 J Street, the New York City Technical College in Brooklyn, open to the public at 10 a.m. And WNYC's Beth Fertig, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC coming up in a minute. And actually, you can start calling now. A call in for anyone starting your own business in this economy. How's it going? 212-433-WNYC. It's one of the storylines that we hear about unemployment, right? That for some people, it's an opportunity to reset your life, stop working for the man, stop sucking up during endless job interviews, and start your own business. Are you doing it? Call up and tell us your story. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692.